Welcome to Divine Feminine Rising with Mez Deline. I'm Mez Deline, and my intention with this podcast is to entertain, educate, and illuminate as I share the power and magic of the Divine Feminine. Thank you so much for being here. I'm grateful for your time and attention. On a spiritual path, you learn how the body, the mind, and the spirit are interconnected. It's a balance between those aspects of the self. And what I'd like to talk about now is how emotions can cause physical illness. I learned this in Reiki decades ago. I was doing my divinely feminine belly dance thing at a festival, and backstage in the dressing room, my dance duet partner was in pain and her hip was really hurting. And somebody else saw her flinch as she was walking, and they asked her if she was okay. And she said that her hip really hurt. And this person said, "Well, I'd like to offer something that I do. I do this thing called Reiki, and it's a hands-on healing method. And I put my hands on you where you're hurting, and sometimes it helps the pain, and it helps with the healing. Would you like me to try it with you?" And my friend said, "Yes, please." And so this woman put her hands on my friend's hip. And as soon as she did that, I felt my own hands start to heat up. It was just really weird. And I thought, I have to learn what she's doing, right? And long story short, I did learn how to do it. And Reiki, there's certain hand placements that you do during a full hour treatment, but you also can just put your hands either where they're needed, or you can put them anywhere, and you just trust that the energy is going to go where it's needed the most, right? And so what we learned right away is that the energy isn't always needed just physically. Sometimes there's an underlying mental or emotional or spiritual issue going on too, and that is what needs to be addressed. And as we do Reiki, we have no judgment. There is no judgment. You just allow the energy to flow and go where it's needed. And I have to say that sometimes that's hard because, you know, when someone's in a lot of pain, especially it's a loved one, you want to help their pain go away, right? But sometimes the healing energy is needed on a different level. So the things that I learned about the emotions made such sense to me. I had always, even from a young age, I thought, I just was sure that I had the power to heal myself, that my mind could heal me. I believed in mind over body. I'm not sure where that came from. It's just something that I always thought was a real thing, right? And at that time, so we're talking, you know, 50 years ago or more, that wasn't a thing in the world that was something people believed in very much. And now science has proved the thing, and they have proved that emotions can cause illness, right? There's a whole scientific study called psychoneuroimmunology, which is, you know, how our mind can affect our bodies and our immune systems. And so what we now know, now that science has proved it, even though many of us spiritual people, it's something that we've always known and indigenous known, is that our emotions can impact our physical body. So when they say she died of a broken heart, that used to be, oh, that's an old wives' tale. That's not real. Well, now we know it is real. The stress and grief of losing a loved one can cause you to die of a broken heart. It can cause you to have heart failure. And so as I learned Reiki during my class, the one thing that really stood out to me was the gallbladder. So I had lost my gallbladder when I was only 21 years old. And the doctor said I had the biggest gallstones he'd ever seen. And I was only 21 years old. He said people were usually middle-aged when they had gallbladder disease and had to have their gallbladder removed. And here I was, 21 years old, not only having my gallbladder removed, but having the biggest gallstones he'd ever seen in 40 years of practice. Well, I didn't know what that meant. But then, a few years later, I was taking Reiki, and I learned that the liver holds anger, hurt, and fear. And it's like a sack we keep stuffing into, you know, stuffing our angers, our pain, our fear, our emotional pain, right? And then it spills out and becomes bitterness. And it spills out into the gallbladder. And I'm talking energetically, right? And it's about bitterness. Well, I had a rough childhood, just to put it really simply, a very rough childhood. And I, by the time I was 21, when I had my gallbladder out, I was very bitter. I was bitter towards my parents and bitter about the abuse. So this made perfect sense to me that my body reacted to that bitterness, to that pain and anger that I felt, right? And so that really got my attention. And ever since then, I've paid attention to that, right? I've looked at, okay, what emotion is going on here? So one of the things that happened to me is I got into a wreck and I had a bad whiplash. Well, it took a while to heal that, but then over time, even now, and that was in 1982 that this whiplash happened, even now, when I have stress, my neck will start hurting and go down into my shoulder. And so I call it my stress indicator. And I tune in right away. As soon as I feel it, I stop and I'm like, okay, what am I stressed about? I ask myself, you know, because sometimes you just carry stress. Things are happening. You don't pay attention. You just keep moving forward, you know, living your life. And so when my neck starts to hurt, it's an indication that some kind of stress is going on. And at the very least, I need to take deep breaths and allow that muscle to relax. And at the most, I need to stay conscious of that stress and address it. Do what I need to do to facilitate the stress going away. So at first, it was just a constant pain in my patootie. And then when I understood what was happening, that it was my stress indicator, it's great because I often don't catch it myself, so my neck has to, right? And another thing that goes on with me is sore throats. I rarely get them anymore, but I used to get them. And the sore throat means you're not speaking your truth. It's about your, you know, your throat chakra. And every single time I got a sore throat after I learned this concept, I would stop and think, okay, what am I not saying? What am I not speaking up about? You know, it might be something I was supposed to talk to my spouse about, or it might be something that was happening on the job. And I ask myself, and I would immediately know, okay, and as hard as it might be, I would say the thing. I would speak up and speak my truth. And every single time, my sore throat would go away as soon as I spoke up for myself. Another thing is bladder infections. Anytime I know of someone, including myself, that has a bladder infection, I ask, what are you pissed off about? Bladder infections are often about anger. And every time I've asked somebody that, when they have a bladder infection, they are pissed off about something. So it's a real thing. Low back pain, which is something that I deal with often, can be about money worries. And indeed, in my life, I have had money worries. And if I stop and think, why is my low back hurting? Am I worrying about money? It's usually yes. So there's just so many things like that where your emotions, your worries, your stress causes these physical ailments in different areas. People who have earaches, what is it they don't want to hear, or what is it they're not listening to? I once gave Reiki to an author, and he had a terrible earache, and I asked him, what are you not listening to? And he said, I really want to write this book about whatever it was, but I'm not writing it yet. I have to write this one first because this is the one that people are expecting from me, right? So we talked about it, and he realized that the book that he was really being called to write is the one that he needed to be working on, and his earache went away as soon as he got that awareness, that understanding, became conscious of the fact that he wasn't following his guidance. So I could tell you story after story about the underlying emotional causes of illness that I've seen, and it's just amazing. The good news is that once we key into that, once we begin to understand that that is a reality, then we can use that to stay healthy. It can help us heal. It can help us from getting sick in the first place. And there's a book called Heal Your Body by Louise Hay that I got many, many years ago. And you can look up an illness, and she gives you an underlying emotional cause and also a positive affirmation that you can say about it. It doesn't always feel right to me, but it usually does. People will push themselves and push themselves. They're working too hard. They're not getting enough rest. They're not eating well, and they get sick. And it's about not taking care of themselves. Not taking care of themselves physically or emotionally, right? We need to take care of ourselves. We need to get plenty of rest, eat well, and try not to have stress in our lives. An example of that is my naturopath told me, don't get a flu shot. Everybody around me is getting a flu shot, and everybody's saying you need a flu shot. And the reality is I really haven't ever had the flu, so I didn't feel called to get a flu shot, but it was the thing everybody was doing. So I asked my naturopath, and he said flu season usually starts in November and December, that time of year. And he said it's about stress, and it's about diet. And it's about rest. He said, all you need to do is get plenty of sleep, eat healthy. He said, during that time of year, people are eating tons of sugar, which is a huge inflammatory, lowers your immune system drastically. And they're stressed out about the holidays, right? So his advice was, don't get a flu shot. You don't need it. Just take care of yourself. Simple things. Eat well, rest well, and don't get stressed out. So it might sound easier to say than do, but I've been doing it, and I stay healthy during the winter. It's pretty amazing how simple being healthy can be. when you take care of yourself. So the eating and sleeping is physical, but the stress is emotional. Stress is a real killer. And so whatever you can do to release that stress, meditate, go on walks in nature, do breathing exercises, letting go of stress will help you stay healthy for sure. I've heard stories of how people get cancer and they think that, you know, their life expectancy is almost up. And so they travel around the world, or they buy the farm that they've always wanted to buy, or they do something that they've always wanted to do, but they didn't do because they either felt like they couldn't afford it, or they were so tied up in the lifestyle they were leading, being a high-stress attorney or something like that. And they just thought that that's not something they could do, or their family would think they're crazy. Their spouse would leave them if they did the crazy thing. Whatever people tell themselves to keep themselves in the shackles that they're in, right? They get cancer and it's like, well, time's up, so I'm going to do the thing. And then guess what? Their cancer heals. I once did an interview of people about belly dance, and I told them it's a one-question interview. And they'd say, okay. And I'd say, what has belly dance given to you? I received several answers, like it helped me feel comfortable in my own skin. It's the one thing that I do for myself. And it's my personal time out from my daily life stresses. But the two people that impacted me the most when I asked them, they both said belly dance saved my life. One of them said that she was in so much pain that she was going to commit suicide. And a friend invited her to belly dance class, and she thought, why not? I don't care if I live or die. She just let herself be led to this belly dance class. Well, now she's traveled the world and taught belly dancing and has this full, amazing, amazing life. The other person said, I got cancer, and I asked myself, what is it I'm not doing that I want to do? And they said they realized that they had quit belly dancing and they really wanted to belly dance. And their cancer came with a life sentence imposed by a doctor. They had 6 months to a year to live. They decided to belly dance because that's the one thing that they weren't doing that they wanted to do. And guess what? 10 years later, they were still going strong, still belly dancing and doing some other performance art things that are just phenomenal. And cancer's went into remission and stayed that way. So it's important for us to pay attention to our emotions and to our spiritual guidance, because your spiritual guidance, a lot of times, you know, you'll be guided like to do that thing. You'll be guided to get out of a stressful job, and then you shut that down because you have all your reasons, right? But follow your spiritual guidance, take care of yourself emotionally and physically too. And you're going to live longer. And even if you don't live longer, you're going to live happier, right? You're going to be happy because you're going to be doing the thing that brings you joy, doing the thing that deletes and releases stress out of your life, doing the thing that is magical and fun, and what you really want to do in the world. So listen to yourself, listen to your higher self, listen to your body, right? So it all ties in together. It all goes together, the body, mind, spirit, it all goes together. So it's important to take care of your emotions, take care of yourself, and you can heal yourself. Your mind has that power. It's just a matter of being conscious and staying conscious and paying attention. Okay, that's all for today. I love you, and I hope that you find some value to what I have to say. So thank you for joining me today. My mission, as always, is to help bring back the balance of the divine feminine, to spirituality. Please share my podcast with anybody who might be interested in the divine feminine and personal empowerment and healing. And if you'd like to connect with me further, feel free to reach out. You can find me at mezdaline.com, Divine Feminine Rising with mezdaline.com, Mezdaline Bliss, or Mezdaline on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And please join my mailing list if you'd like to receive my newsletter. Allow the light of your love to shine. Be the change. Lead the way. And always remember, your light of love is a needed gift to the world that only you can give.